Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Highlights of my career, I have been beating some of the best fighters pound for pound in the world, Roberto Duran and Tommy Hearns, Marvelous Marvin Hagler. So I've had a wonderful career.
But that is good team
from the American. Massive hook with the right, massive shot from Timothy Bradley, and the whole place stood up.
You know, I love the fans, I love the fight world, I just love boxing. I'm a world champion. I accomplished one goal. Now my next goal is to become a legend in the game and become one of the best fighters ever.
Good couple of hits from Amir Khan. I think they've got a bit of a combo going here. Good combination from Khan. Wonderful exchange. It's a real entertaining matchup now. Both fighters throwing the punches.
Floyd Mayweather is probably thinking, should I fight this kid or not? He must be scared of something. That's why he doesn't really want the fight. He's not really keen on the fight between me and him. So let's see what happens.
He's becoming a big, big star, Anthony Joshua. I'm so excited about his future. I'm so excited about the future of British boxing. I'm so excited to be talking to you, to be honest with you.
I'm only there to do a job. If I thought I was going to go in there and knock everyone out, I wouldn't be training so hard. You know what I mean? I'm training to actually go the distance, so maybe that's putting me in good stead. If that's the way I'm supposed to go for my whole career, I would not change it for anything.
This is KO Radio on Live Sports FM, the home of live sport.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Welcome to KO Radio here on Live Sports FM. I'm Jonathan Pinfield, and we're here in Liverpool for the big announcement of Amir Khan's next fight, and it's Canadian Phil LaGreco. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from promoter Eddie Hearn, the head of Khan Boxing, Shah Khan, the Canadian opponent, Phil LaGreco, and the main man himself, Amir Khan.
Eddie, Phil LaGreco being portrayed over the last 24 hours as a bit of a joke, and it's been trending who's Phil LaGreco, but things took a bit of a different turn at the press here. There's a bit of needle there.
Yeah, it was quite, you know, all very nicey-nicey, and then all of a sudden it started to get a bit personal. I mean, LaGreco said things he shouldn't have, but it's boxing, and if he wants to get under Amir Khan's skin, but when you say things like that, it changes the game completely, and Amir reacted in a way that, listen, he probably shouldn't have either, but he bit. So if LaGreco had that game plan, it worked, and just becomes a little bit more spite going into this one on April 21st.
Do you think Amir was a bit riled by that, even when he was talking after? He seemed a bit sort of wobbly, didn't he, with his voice?
Yeah, I think whenever you're almost ready to have a fight with someone, your adrenaline's buzzing. But yeah, listen, no one likes those things to be said, but he said it, and you know, like I said, the fight becomes a lot more important now, personally and on a professional level.
Let's presume that Amir does a number on April the 21st in Liverpool. Kell Brook comes through unscathed against Rybchenko. You've then got to sit down with both of them and say to them next, what happens next? If they're both impressed, what would you like to see as the next step for both fighters?
Well, I think it's a case of probably that fight happening in November, December if it happens. But first things first, Brook's got a very tough fight against Rybchenko on March the 3rd. And Amir's got a big fight on April 21st. So let's see what happens in there. They both want to be in the biggest fight possible. I feel that's the biggest fight for both of them, but first things first, let's get these wins ticked off.
Let's tick them off. What have you said to Amir about the three fight deal? What do you want to happen?
I want him to have one fight on April 21st, one fight in August, and then the big monster one in November, December. So that could come at the end of the summer as well, but you know, he's been out for 2 years, coming off a heavy defeat, so this is a good chance for him to blow away the cobwebs. And, you know, like I said now, that bit between his teeth really going into this fight.
We've spoken about AJ, of course, up against Joseph Parker. Around the time we last met, it was announced that Tyson Fury's got his boxing license back. So having him back in the heavyweight mix is exciting for everyone.
Yeah, it is. I expect him to announce a date this week, just because he has to, with a Ring magazine. Yeah.
Do you expect 14th of April?
No, I think that might be a little bit too early. But they may announce that, but they need to give a date to the Ring magazine. So I'm not sure whether the date they'll announce, it will be a date, but it might serve a purpose. So listen, we hope to see him back in the ring as soon as possible.
And finally, turning our attention to this bill, real exciting undercard as well.
Really good. I mean, Masher against Tommy Coyle is, like he said, a real Gatti Ward style fight. You know, some great fighters on the undercard. Going to add another title, big title fight as well. Natasha Jonas, Anthony Fowler, Conor Benn, you know, some of the top talent in the country.
Finally, I'm going to put you on the spot here. In terms of percentages, what is the chance of you being able to make Brooke Khan 2018, beginning of 2019? Because, we just bang on about it, don't we?
At the moment, 60-40. If they both win, 70-30, and then hopefully we'll get there in the end.
Thanks, sir. You'd be delighted to know. I've just had a word with Amir, and he says as long as he's on the air side, it's fine.
Okay, thanks.
Shah Khan, Amir's dad, and the head of Khan Boxing. Life around Amir's never dull, is it?
No, it's always exciting, you know what I mean, wherever he goes. But it's all good.
Obviously, we know very well that Amir is always living in the public eye. As his dad, but also as the head of Khan Boxing, that must be challenging, because as his dad, you want him to be safe and secure. You also appreciate in a business sense that Amir's profile is part of what makes him a success.
Well, yeah, it is. It's, like I said, because of his profile, this is why everybody, you know, that's why he's always in the media, whatever he does, whether it's for a good thing or a bad thing. Unfortunately, because of his profile, everybody wants to know what he gets up to.
Now, over the last 24 hours, Amir's Khan opponent, Phil Greco, Canadian, fought a couple of world champions, has been depicted in the press as a bit of a no-man. Who's Phil Greco? And initially was regarded as a bit of a joke character, but he's actually come here today and actually showed that he means business, and he's not just here to roll over. He's taken this personally, and it looks like, from a bystander's perspective, he's going to do anything and everything he can to rattle Amir, because he wants a fight.
Absolutely. No, this is a tough fight for Amir, you know, and this guy's come to win. You know, that's what he's going to be. He's got nearly 3 months to prepare for the fight, so he's not going to take it lightly. You know, Amir wanted a test, and that's why we picked this guy. And like I said, he's going to have nearly 3 months to prepare, so he will be ready for the fight on the night.
Some people are saying at this stage of his career, he's been inactive for a couple of years, we might not know how much he's got in the tank until the 21st of April. What are you looking from here to do on the 21st?
Yeah, absolutely. He's been ticking over, you know, he's been in the gym, in and out of the gym and stuff, so it's not as though he's just been sat down doing nothing, and he's had an injury with his hand, etc. You know, he had an operation, so he's okay now. That's the main thing. And like I said, he's looking good as well, and you know, he's so early stage of his training now. Hopefully he goes out very soon to San Francisco for his training with Virgil Hunter. But he's going to prepare for like a world title fight, and hopefully everything will go to plans.
Now, Shah, for all the time I've known you, I've got to try and find a different way of asking the same question over and over again, and I've actually got one, because I've come over from Bradford today and just caught chatting to a lad called Shoaib, basically, and just started talking. I said, what are you doing? I said, oh, I'm off to meet Amir Khan to go to news conference. The first thing he asked me, any ideas what it was, I'll tell you. Ask him when he's going to fight Kell Brook. You must get stopped all the time to ask that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is the Kell Brook fight going to happen down the future, you know, down the line, of course. But the thing is, Amir is a 147 fighter. I mean, even this guy Greco was going on about it. Again, I don't know why, you know. Amir's a 147 fighter. That's the full weight. And hopefully, you know, if Kell can come down to 147, why not? He'll fight him. You know what I mean? There's not a problem. And that will fight, possibly will happen, you know, down the line. But he has to be at 147. You know, Amir's not a big guy, you know. And this guy, in fact, we wanted this fight at 147, and he's the one who didn't want it. You know what I mean? So Amir said, listen, I don't care. Give him a few more pounds. So we give him another 3 pounds. He's going to fight him at 150, you know. So, you know, I mean, but in reality, Amir is a 147 fighter. I mean, look at his frame and everything, and that's the weight he should be fighting.
There is a danger, of course, that somewhere down the line one of them trips up or decides that they've had enough and walks away, and you know, that would be a shame.
Well, it would be a shame really, but the thing is, you know, these fights can only happen at the weight where both fighters are comfortable at. If Kell can't make 147, then obviously it might not happen, you know what I mean? Because Amir's a 147 fighter, you know. Kell was a 147 fighter as well, you know. So hopefully, you know, in down the line or in the future, can be done.
Looking at the welterweight division, it's always been the glamour division, and we've got two outstanding Americans at the moment. I think most people would agree that both Keith Thurman and Errol Spence are outstanding boxers. Yeah. Could that realistically happen?
Yeah, it can happen. You know, it can happen. There's big fights out there, and that 147 division is a very tough division, you know, and it can happen. And, you know, that's the division that everybody needs to be. But, I mean, he was at one, you know, at 140. That was all the guys were there, and now everybody's moving up to 147 as well. But yeah, I mean, them fights will happen, you know, and they're the world champions today.
Finally, Shah, we've seen again today, a lot of love for Amir back in the UK.
Absolutely, you know, everybody loves Amir, and he's looking forward to fighting Liverpool. And you know, he just goes to show, you know, his fan base is great in all over the world.
Phil, firstly, you've come over to the UK. What's your interpretation of how you've been portrayed in the UK media?
I love the media. Listen, the UK fans are the best fans in the world. I fight in all these exotic places, Atlantic City, Vegas, Montreal, Hungary, Germany, Italy. But you haven't done it all unless you come to the UK. And you better have some thick skin, because if you don't have thick skin, you're literally going to get steamrolled by the media, and that's okay. But it's a pleasure and an honor being here.
Obviously, you alluded to it in the press conference yourself, that what's been trending on Twitter is, who's Phil LaGreco? So when you hear that, how does that make you feel as a boxer, you know, with a pretty impressive ring record?
Yeah, who's Phil LaGreco? Well, the media, everyone will find out who's Phil LaGreco this week, how I got here. Everything was all planned 6 months ago. We're going to drop a video, but especially they're going to find out who's Phil LaGreco April 21st.
Tell us how the fight came about.
Well, you told me that. You told me. How do you think it came about?
Well, obviously, there's been rumors that you've been calling Amir out. People in the British media are assuming that you're just here for a payday and to roll over, but the way that you've been speaking today, you mean business.
So I'm supposed to get a payday? I made way more money than what I'm getting here. This is not my biggest payday. Come on.
So why take the fight?
Why not? I needed a tune-up fight myself. I gained some weight. I had the Culinary Fighter Show, season one, and I said, look, he's off for 2 years. It's a good tune-up fight for me, for sure. And, you know, he comes to fight, he's fast, but he's got no legs.
So when someone puts it to you, do you want to take Amir Khan? Do you want that fight? What makes you say yes?
Well, I think he's tailor-made for me. The fact that he fights with his emotions, his aggression, you know, he's not, sometimes he could be a very smart fighter, but sometimes he could be a very dumb fighter in the ring.
You know yourself, lots of boxers can talk the talk, and people will ask the question, can you walk the walk? What makes you feel that you can back up what you've said today?
Well, I got 3 months to get ready. This is the longest training camp I've had. I've been off myself, and I said, man, if I can't beat this guy, if I cannot beat this tune-up, then I'm going to probably retire myself, because I'm 33 years old. So that's the type of pressure I'm putting on myself.
Some people have said that there were aspects of the press conference today where there were some low blows and personal insults hurled that were uncalled for in the sport. But by your own admission, one of the first things you said at today's boxing press conference is you are really appreciative of the British boxing scene and British boxing crowds, and you've gone on record as saying you think they're among some of the best fans in the world.
Yes, they are, but what low blows? So let me ask you, let's be honest together. He puts all this stuff out on Twitter. I didn't make anything up. I made nothing up. Did I make anything up today? that I said, did I make anything up out of my own mouth? No.
I think the concerns were that people think that there's a line that sometimes needs to be drawn. I think.
Okay, so it's okay for him to tweet out his personal life in front of millions of people, but it's not okay for me to tell him in person. And I was actually going somewhere with it. He just can't take it. He's mentally weak, it tells me. Because I was going with him, like, man, it's not cool to put your personal life on social media, because unfortunately fans, they can use that as a weapon against you. So they should stop. I was going on the plus side in the end. But at the same time, I was just repeating exactly, and I was rebuttaling everything that he was doing. So I didn't make nothing up.
I think one thing that the tone of the press conference has shown is that you're not just here for a laugh and a joke, and you are actually serious about getting in the ring with Amir, and you're looking to impress.
Yes, of course. We've got a lot of time to get ready, perfect camp. Listen, I'm not here to get paid. I'm okay, man. I've done okay. You know, the little money that I've made, I've invested it myself. I've done okay. It's not my biggest payday. So they can just calm down. Calm down.
Finally, the majority of UK fans will be tuning in to watch Amir Khan. From your perspective, what do you think will surprise British fight fans on April the 21st?
That I'm here to fight.
Only a 3-fight deal with Matchroom. Is Al Heyman out of the picture?
Al's still in talking terms with me. Me and Al are good. We still see each other and speak to one another. So look, this is just business. End of day, I thought maybe if I want to fight in the UK, Eddie's the right man for that. And I want to give my loyalty back to the UK fans for being so loyal to me from day one. So that's the reason I went to put a fight on in the UK with someone like Eddie Hearn, because he basically is probably the best promoter in England.
Phil LaGreco, Canadian, on 21st of April here in Liverpool. He's tried some low blows and cheap shots. What's it like when someone just tries pressing every button?
I just think that they're nervous. I think Phil LaGreco is nervous and going to say stupid things and kind of just to get trying to show that he's a cool dude or whatever, or he's not scared. Showed a lot of fear. I can see right through him. I'm looking at him. I can see that he's scared. And you know what? Very unprofessional. Never been in a place like this. So I just think that, you know what? It was just a bit silly with some of the stuff he was saying.
We've had a few reports that there's a water shortage in Liverpool this afternoon. I don't know if you've heard anything about
No, is that right? Honestly?
Yeah, apparently so. Yeah, so
One nice thing would be we go out and hand some water to people.
Yeah, watch this space. Let's say you do a number on LaGreco on the 21st, yeah? Eddie's in the ring, you try to fist pump you, but you're snubbing him like everyone does. Adam's getting really giddy on Sky Sports. They sit down with you, say, right, terrific performance, well done. Three options: Thurman, Spence, Brook. Who are you taking next and why?
I like Thurman, because I just think stylistically he's a very good fight for me. If Thurman waits a lot, while he's waiting, you can just keep popping him. And you know when someone's that strong, you're not going to stand in front of him and get hit with three shots. So I respect his power, I respect his speed and boxing skill, but I still think that it'd be a great fight for me.
We're going to pretend that you and Kellogg are going to agree to £150, yeah?
Right.
What about the split? Are you going to fight him for 50-50, or as Fly says, are you always going to be the A side?
I think I'll always be the A side regardless, you know what I mean? But look, I know that now being with Eddie will definitely make that fight happen when it's the right time. And so he's the right man to have it. So yeah, in time it'll happen.
Finally, Amir, we know you've got fans all around the world. They all love you. You're always getting bombarded for appearances, people wanting to get in touch, do all your charity work. I read recently that someone tried charging you £7,000 for an email server. Now, I've done a bit of research. I can do it all myself. I can get you a Hotmail account. Unfortunately, AmirKhan@hotmail.com's gone. Yeah. I've got the other AmirKhan@hotmail.com up for grabs.
Right.
Very secure password.
That's it.
You'll have to write it down to remember it.
Is it?
Couple of grand, dude. Do I need to speak to?
I'm gonna put you through to my accountant. He's gonna speak to you and we're gonna do a deal there.
Are
we shaking on that then? Yeah.
I'm gonna speak to the head of Khan Boxing, Shah Khan. Yeah. The Gushans are underway.
Yeah.
All the best for Liverpool.
Thank you.
Finally, quick message for the fans.
I just want to say a big thank you, and I want to say a big thanks to you for turning up today and giving your radio listeners the chance to have this chat and hear this chat. But I just want to say, big guys, tune in 21st in Liverpool at the Liverpool Echo. It's gonna be a big fight. And hopefully it's going to be a good one for you all.
Always a pleasure, never a chore.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.
And that's just about it for this edition of KO Radio. Don't forget the big fight between Amir Khan and Phil Greco takes place at the Liverpool Echo Arena on the 21st of April. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon.
The highlights of my career. I have been beating some of the best fighters pound for pound in the world. Roberto Duran and Tommy Hearns, marvelous Marvin Hagler. So I've had a wonderful career.
Oh, and he's got him! From the American. Massive hook with the right. Massive shot from Timothy Bradley, and the whole place stood up.
You know, I love the fans. I love the fight world. I just love boxing. I'm a world champion. I accomplished one goal. Now my next goal is to become a legend in the game and become one of the best fighters ever.
Good couple of hits from Amir Khan. I think they've got a bit of a combo going here. Good combination from Khan. Wonderful exchange. It's a real entertaining matchup now. Both fighters throwing the punches.
Floyd Mayweather is probably thinking, should I fight this kid or not? He must be scared of something. That's why he doesn't really want the fight. He's not really keen on the fight between me and him. So let's see what happens.
He's becoming a big, big star, Anthony Joshua. I'm so excited about his future. I'm so excited about the future of British boxing. I'm so excited to be talking to you, to be honest with you.
I'm only there to do a job. If I thought I was going to go in there and knock everyone out, I wouldn't be training so hard. You know what I mean? I'm training to actually go the distance. So maybe that's putting me in good stead. If that's the way I'm supposed to go for my whole career, I would not change it for anything.
This is KO Radio on Live Sports FM, the home of live sport.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.